Well, the nominations for the 71st Annual Emmy Awards have been released. They were released yesterday. Game of Thrones leads the way with 32, count them, 32 nominations.
I'm not even excited about it.
I'm still mad at that last episode.
Man. Let me tell y'all something. Out of all these great seasons we had, y'all mad at one last episode.
Yeah, because of the way they did Jon Snow.
You could have told me you was going to do this in season four.
Surely Jon Snow is fine. He on another damn show now. Quit worrying about Jon Snow.
He died for them and came back to life, Tommy, and that's the thanks he gets? No.
He goes back
on the wall where he started? Come on, man.
It happens sometimes, Shirley.
He should have been king.
The throne people, they serious about that throne.
Well, anyway, Game of Thrones led the way with 32 nominations. Congratulations. Lead actor limited series, Mahershala Ali for True Detective.
Yeah.
Yay. Lead actress in a limited series, Niecy Nash for When They See Us. Lead actor in a comedy, Anthony Anderson.
That's my dad.
For Blackish. We love him.
Stop it.
Yeah, Don Cheadle, another one of our faves. Black Monday, lead actor, drama, Jason Bateman. Oh, yeah, for Ozark. Yes. It is so good. Yes. Sterling K. Brown, This Is Us. Kit Harington, Jon Snow, Game of Thrones, baby. Billy Porter for Pose.
Nice.
He's great in that role. Yes, he is. Pose is good.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, for Best Drama Series, This Is Us, Game of Thrones. Here go the snubs.
And Ozark.
The snubs include Blackish. Julia Roberts did not get nominated. Julia Roberts did not get nominated. George Clooney did not get nominated for the Netflix show Maniac. But the real question is, how did Game of Thrones get 32 nominations?
Well,
we can tell you how.
They deserve it. I don't care. I do love it. The Emmys will air on Fox September 22nd, so get ready for that.
That's anything for the loudest voice with Russell Crowe? Was it too late to get nominated?
Where he played Roger Ailes?
Oh, man, that is so
good. Is that the show?
Whoa, you got to see the making of the Fox Network. It's really, really good. It really is.
All right.
Check it out.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, in other entertainment news, R. Kelly back in the news, appeared in a Chicago courtroom yesterday. He had on that orange jumpsuit with shackles around his ankles.
Once you get in the jumper, that's it. Come on.
Yeah. Prosecutors argued that Kelly is a danger to the community and has demonstrated willingness to obstruct justice via witness intimidation. Kelly pleaded not guilty and was denied bond. Prosecutors want to make sure he stays behind bars until the trial because an electronic monitor and home confinement isn't enough to stop him from enticing young girls to his own doorstep. What?
This is way deeper. This is so sad. This is sad.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kelly's lawyer argued that his client isn't a flight risk because he hates flying and reportedly has no money to afford a sudden move. He also argued that Kelly's inability to read and write would make it hard for him to work with him while he's in jail. Kelly's girlfriends, Jocelyn Savage and Ariel Clary were there, but decided to skip a planned post-hearing press conference.
He might not read or write, but he's going to write a song right now, I'll tell you that. It's going to have a song we're handing. It's going to be a theme song.
Wow.
He could write a song all he wants. Ain't nobody playing it.
Yeah.
It's over. All right.
Show can't escape, though.
So Jay, Miss Ann is coming up. She's going to give us the latest news on Justice John Paul Stevens. He's passed away. He was 99. Take it away, Jay.
All right, everybody. It's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.